There's one here from Anne Miller who says, well, how can water become radioactive? Is it just the water carrying radioactive particles out of the reactor? And could this therefore technically be filtered out?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the way that the water is, the radioactivity is transported away from the reactor, is that small particles and also elements like cesium will actually dissolve in water very readily. So will the iodine, of course. People are probably familiar with iodine solutions. And so those can be separated out using ion exchange resins. In fact, you know, when people operate power stations, they regularly filter the water which is used in the cooling cycles or the heat transfer cycles with these resins. And then those resins form part of our nuclear waste inventory. The problem was that we had this large leak, crack, and it was going out unregulated. And one of the operations that's going on now is that the plant operators are asking the Japanese government for permission to release water from a holding pool and then let some of the more radioactive water into the waste treatment plant. So they want to release this water from the waste treatment plant and let this more radioactive water into that plant so that they can go through all this filter system.
Take its place. Kat, what have you got?